This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour here. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Our number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian,
the Lord,
and Mark.
We will allow you to bring up anything. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. We also have our internet chat room. We got a whole chat server, actually. If we're on our Matrix server, you can go to chat.lrn.fm, and you can learn how to get connected there and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners.
I heard recently people referring to COVID as COVID or COVID-19 or anything, they're calling it the election infection.
Okay. I guess. I mean, it is an election time, and there is an infection during the election time. We don't really have a whole bunch of COVID-related news, but I do have a story about Thanksgiving and COVID. I don't know if you've heard that there's now guidelines surrounding, because they got to write guidelines for everything.
Let me guess, your turkey has to wear a mask while you're basting it.
You know what? That could be one of them. I honestly haven't even read them yet because I'm not going to follow any of them. So,
right, I have no intention of listening to these people.
Yeah,
I mean, the guidelines.
Yeah, if the government is recommending anything around Thanksgiving, you know it's going to make your turkey turn out bad.
Believe that. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. David in Jackson, Michigan, listening to WKHM. Hello, David.
Hey, Ian.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
What's on your mind?
Hey, listen, you know, I'm looking at a map of, you pronounce it Keene, New Hampshire, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the county Cheshire?
Yep. Correct, yes. Cheshire County.
All right. This area, how you pronounce it, DeMizzle?
Close, DeMezzo.
DeMezzo.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting some big press.
Yeah, and where are you seeing the story?
I think a few weeks ago, or it might have been a little bit longer, she won a primary. Is that correct?
That's where her first big press came from.
She's currently the Republican nominee for sheriff in Cheshire County.
Where did you see the story, though? I'm just curious.
I saw it on the Drudge Report also a little bit earlier, maybe a few hours ago.
Okay. Excellent.
And I might have saw it on FoxNews.com, maybe. Maybe.
Interesting. That'd be cool. I know that Fox News originally covered, that was where the first big break really came from. It was Free Keene, which is my blog, that ran the story. We sent the news out to a local press release list, which resulted in a reporter from the union leader doing a piece about it, and then that triggered Fox to do the story, that's what made it go international.
Yeah, I think it's getting a big story, and I was just curious now, Ian, aren't you... you're part of the campaign or campaign manager, did it say?
I think it used the term advisor. I mean,
advisor.
She's called me her campaign manager, but it's not really true. I mean, I helped her out. I helped her get out from underneath a lot of emails. It was sort of like an initial flurry of emails that came in when the campaign news hit, and I kind of helped her. She gave me access to her email account and dug through some of those, and I hooked her up with this cool little calendar service called Calendly, I think is how it's pronounced, Calendly.
Yeah.
Anyway, it allows you to schedule a meeting with somebody without having to do the back and forth of, all right, well, what time are you available? All right, I'm available this day. Okay, well, what day? Okay, you know, you have to go, like, back and forth five different emails before you can get a meeting scheduled. This just allows whoever wants to schedule you can just schedule you. So that helped her save some time. So, you know, I brought some tips and some tricks into the game.
How long have you folks known each other?
She moved here in 2018. The first time I met Aria was in 2017 when she came to the first Fork Fest, which was at that time called Somalia Fest, a decentralized libertarian camping festival here.
Oh, I see. I see. So I just wonder what the background is, and I'm not sure. I'm not that familiar with transition. I heard you talking about, was it a Taiwanese boob job? Is that correct?
Well, Mark was suggesting she go to Thailand.
It would have been a Thai boob job.
Yeah, but I recommended against that.
Well, I'm just curious. I didn't know if there's a transition thing going on. Maybe it's none of my business, but.
Oh yeah, she's trans. Absolutely. I don't think she's.
Ian has fully transitioned into an a-hole.
Oh yeah. Do you think I was less of an a-hole before?
Well, I can tell you fully transitioned now.
Hey, David, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate the interest there. And check
Sometimes
out...
I wonder if you've reached your final form, though.
Aria, the number four, sheriff.com, if you want to check out more about Aria and her campaign. She's been blogging this whole time, and she's actually recently started doing Bible studies with Aria. Have you seen any of those?
So no, but I know that it started because somebody sent her a Bible.
A Bible. That's
and
right.
there were some suggestions about what she might do with it, and she thought, you know, it's such a preposterous writing that perhaps I'll do Bible study about it. Yeah. And I thought that was great.
They've actually turned out to be really interesting. I've caught a couple of them as she's been live streaming them. Usually it's late at night and she's drunk, and so she starts doing Bible study live streaming on like Twitch or DLive.
Oh boy,
it's fun. It's fun stuff. Check that out. I think she's actually exporting them to her YouTube channel, so that way they don't get lost and they don't disappear from the internet, so you'll be able to watch
that. Well, that's a poor place to put them if she doesn't want them censored.
Well, it's an easy place to put things. So, you want to join the show? Toll free number is 855-450 free like freedom. I was just mentioning some of the Halloween and Thanksgiving related news here regarding COVID. I don't know if you've heard, but the CDC has released Thanksgiving guidelines.
Well, I think that the CDC has really done a great job for all of us finally talking about COVID being an airborne virus.
I don't know what you mean.
I think it was within the last week that the Center for Disease Control finally admitted that COVID-19 is airborne.
Really? They say it may be. Like, everything that I read, it says... We believe, or it may be. It doesn't say it is. It doesn't say we have evidence that it is. It all says may or we believe.
Right. So if it's not, then what are we all wearing masks for would be my
first
question.
I'm not wearing a mask.
Is any other coronavirus airborne?
I think that they all could be in the form of, like, spittle or something like that, but I don't know.
People are wearing masks because they've been told to. They don't know much more than
by and large,
they've been ordered by some so-called authoritarian city council or police or whoever it is that's behind this. And they're just doing what they're told, and it's really sad.
I'd rather have the mask than a lockdown, I'll tell you that much.
Okay. I mean, yeah, if you're going to pick your poison.
Well, I can tell you many of these politicians want the lockdown back. And there are now plenty of medical experts that are coming out and saying that this is a terrible idea and that it should be stopped. Because everybody wants to say, well, listen to the experts. But when they say that, they don't. I mean, what they really want is you to listen to the politicians who aren't experts.
Well, the CDC has spent God knows how much taxpayer money coming out with their so-called guidelines, because now everybody needs guidelines for everything in life. I was on Main Street here in Keene earlier today. We were having some dinner out, and I noticed a sign for like one of the local little shops on Main Street that said, "We're open. See guidelines before you enter." And so you can't just go into the store and shop. There's guidelines you've got to follow. And it's like, I'm not interested in whatever it is you're selling, if that's the case. CDC posted on its website a couple of weeks ago, they say, staying home is the best way to protect yourself and others, saying that Thanksgiving's a time when many families travel long distances to celebrate together. Travel increases the chance of getting and spreading the virus that causes COVID-19. Well, why would that be exactly? Why is it that if I travel across the country to go visit my friends or family or wherever, that somehow increases my chances for getting COVID? Wouldn't I also be at risk if I just traveled across town?
Yeah, or went down to the store or whatever.
Yeah, or they're just saying just stay home. They're just basically saying don't even leave your
house. The CDC is basically saying remain a prisoner in your own home because we said so.
Well, they've come up with a chart or some sort of list of Thanksgiving activities ranked by their risk. So they never, never really thought too hard about the risks of Thanksgiving besides maybe cutting the turkey. You don't want to slip with the...
Yeah, I barely got out of last Thanksgiving. It was risky.
Well, I got to tell you, our holiday tradition of Fritz kissing sailors down by the dock is just out.
What is this? Don't toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So we'll go down the list here of the risky activities. What are the most and least risky activities when it comes to Thanksgiving? And then since we're talking about holidays and COVID craziness, what about Halloween? In some places, apparently, it is going to be allowed. But there's an idea on how you can... Well, I won't talk about it here. We'll get into it. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You want to comment on whatever ridiculous restrictions may be coming into place in your area regarding Halloween and or Thanksgiving, because...
I'm sorry, I just want to tell everybody that may have forgotten this, but government doesn't own your holidays.
Mm.
They don't belong to them. They don't have the authority. Of course they don't.
I agree with you, Captain, and it's always upset me here in Keene, New Hampshire, where the mayor or the city council will, like, make a proclamation that Halloween shall happen on this day.
Right.
And they'll, like, decide that this year it's going to be not good to have it on the 31st, so we're going to have it on the 30th. I forget what the BS reasons are.
We're going to have it on a Sunday instead of a Saturday this year.
That kind of stuff. Or that, oh no, it's going to be too rainy, so we're going to move it to this. Who are you? You don't get to tell us when to have Halloween. And now they're going to try to tell you.
Well, some towns are telling you you're not having it this year.
That's true.
That's outrageous. And now I haven't heard which towns are doing that. Originally, Los Angeles was supposedly doing that, and they backed down on that. So
it puts the mask on its skin, or it gets phase one again.
Los Angeles will be allowing, supposedly, Halloween, but they're discouraging people from participating in it. But I suspect there will be some towns that do completely ban it, and we have not heard that yet.
Can you just toss a little, those little brown paper bags that they used to put beer cans in? You just get those little brown paper bags, put a little bit of candy in, whip them at the kids. Here you go! Here you, and one for you!
Can I give out beer for Halloween?
You can to the adults. You're not allowed to contribute to the delinquency of minors.
I don't know.
And they don't want your beer anyway, by the way. As the father of a 12-year-old, he's not interested. No,
it's gross.
I was just trying to get rid of the beer that I have that I don't like.
Right. Well, the dads will take it.
So there's recommendations here from the CDC as far as they don't want anybody to go out from their home on Thanksgiving, but they understand that people are going to want to. So they've come up with a list of the Thanksgiving Day activities and how risky they are.
Why do I feel like this is going to rival like a David Letterman top 10 list?
The low-risk Thanksgiving activities include having a small dinner with only the people who live in your household. Having a virtual dinner. Does that mean you eat virtual food, too?
No.
Do you talk to virtual relatives?
And sharing recipes with friends and family. Shopping online rather than in person on the day after Thanksgiving or the next Monday. Now, I suspect
Cyber Monday has already been a thing, so you don't have to reinvent the wheel here, CDC.
I think
no business even meddling with any of this crap.
You're going to see, I think, a pretty big reduction in Black Friday this year. It's going to be a pretty big hit. That's my prediction. We'll see, though. Going on, also, watching sports events, parades, and movies from home. All these are considered low-risk activities, and that's because, not a single one of them involves leaving your home. So that's what they consider low risk. Moderate risk includes, they say, having a small outdoor dinner with family and friends who live in your community, visiting pumpkin patches or orchards where people use hand sanitizer before touching pumpkins or picking apples, wearing masks is encouraged or enforced, and people are able to maintain social distancing. So moderate risk to go out and do a very lame-ified version of pumpkin picking. Or apples. Attending a small outdoor sports event with safety precautions. And it does actually say a small outdoor sports event. I didn't misspeak that. They got that wrong. With safety precautions in place. And finally, they say the high-risk activities, which the CDC urges Americans to avoid. Going shopping in crowded stores just before, on, or after Thanksgiving. Participating in or being a spectator at a crowded race. Attending crowded parades. Using alcohol or drugs, which the agency says can cloud judgment and to increase risky behaviors.
Well, that's true.
Well, now you're really going to make Thanksgiving awful for so many people. And attending large indoor gatherings with people from outside of your household. So anything basically that you might do normally on a Thanksgiving.
Anything fun.
Is considered to be high risk, and they are dissuading people from doing that because, as you point out, Captain, no fun is allowed in 2020.
Yeah, it's... It's so disappointing to me that a normal thing like getting together with a bunch of people and going out for dinner on like a Sunday evening is now either A, illegal, or B, an act of civil disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everywhere you go. And I'm not just talking about the United States.
Yeah, it's really frustrating. And in this case, if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. Have the COVID fears adjusted your family's Thanksgiving? Because remember, you know, it's easy to have your own, do our own thing, right? Like with activists, we go out, you mentioned Sundays, we have a local activism thing where we go out and we have social Sunday, we go and go to a local restaurant. In this case, it's the local place that's actually fighting the mask mandates, the local pho noodle place called Fakin Great. And we're, you know, giving them our business and supporting them. But we're all of the same ilk. We all want to be away from these stupid rules. We want to have things be back to normal. Your family probably is going to have different opinions about this. And so if you thought the Thanksgiving fights were bad before, imagine all of the infighting that's going to go on over just simply planning the Thanksgiving occasion.
Well, and it used to be, too, like the lazy person's Thanksgiving was to, like, you know, order Chinese or something like that, right? I have a feeling restaurants, particularly takeout and folks who prepare in advance, right, or you can reserve your dinner, are going to do more business this year.
We shall see. So there is your Thanksgiving Day update. But also, and we're going to hear more about Halloween as we get closer to it and some of the ridiculous restrictions that are likely going to be put into place in various different cities. But here is one of those lame-o-lamify everything articles. This is actually posted on the Chicago Tribune's website as a news item in the lifestyle section. Trick-or-treating candy shoots could help save Halloween from our freak show of a year. Here's how we made ours. And then it's got a photograph of what appears to be like a jack-o'-lantern looking little pumpkin candy holding thing, bucket. And then it has a tube running into it from the top. And then out the mouth of the jack-o'-lantern, they've carved a mouth in it, and there's like a big kind of like red Solo cup-looking thing sticking out of it, basically. So there's like a tube that runs down essentially this person's porch. You can see the steps in the background.
Like a PVC pipe or something?
Something like that. Yeah, some red pipe that's running into this thing, and then they take a wider shot, and they show...
the wider shot, it looks like a large bong.
It really does. or a large crack pipe.
Yeah. Even more.
But it shows a woman on her porch. It's got this contraption attached to it, and she's standing at the top of the stairs. Of course, she's got a mask on while she's alone on her own porch. So, you know, welcome to the city. This is Chicago. And so the idea is so the kids won't come up the steps. You can keep the kids down there. You can appreciate their costumes from all the way up on top of the porch. No, kids, stop. You can't come up. Just hold on. We'll put the candy in the chute and then just shoot the candy down the kids.
I got a better idea than the candy chute. You just sit on your porch in your front porch rocker, and you get yourself a wrist rocket, right? That's a slingshot, right, that you attach it to your wrist. And you just, you know, slingshot some M&M's or some Snickers at the little bastards.
Open wide, kid.
Trick and treat.
We continue here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. Come up. You got a story about cannabis arrests.
I do.
Captain, well, we can get into that as well, and you can bring up whatever you want.
A
ridiculous
lot.
Restrictions or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Economist claims that value of US dollar will descend by 35% in the next year, and the dollar is the most overrated major currency in the world today. US Federal Reserve is actively working on turning the US dollar into a digital currency. Bitcoin set a new record for time above $10,000 in value. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. As the presidential election is only weeks away, both President Trump and Democrat candidate Joe Biden are stumping full speed ahead. President Trump from the White House.
So you just marched to the White House because you understand to protect the lives of black Americans and all Americans, you have to have your police support you. You have to have that. If the left gains power, they'll launch a nationwide crusade against law enforcement, and they've already done that. And you see them. They're doing that at a level that nobody's ever seen before.
Joe Biden is in Erie, Pennsylvania.
We lose anywhere from 700 to 1,000 people a day dead. The president was told a little while ago, when he was told 100,000 people a day were dying, you know what he said? He says it is what it is. Well, it is what it is because he is who he is.
USA Radio News. Hurricane Delta delivered strong winds and heavy rain to much of South and Central Louisiana Friday night, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of homes across the Gulf Coast.
And right now, Delta's a tropical depression, still raining, still threat of flash floods inland. And the state and our partners in the parishes are doing damage assessments as we speak.
Peter Gaynor with FEMA reminds us safety first when generating your own power.
We've had numerous carbon monoxide poisonings after disasters. And again, we need to keep you safe in these really critical hours until it's all clear and safe to come out.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi doesn't like President Donald Trump's roughly $1.8 trillion stimulus proposal. On Saturday, Pelosi called the counteroffer Trump made insufficient and amounted to one step forward, two steps back in negotiations. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have our chat server. Go to chat.lrn.fm. Get the instructions on getting connected there. And once you're on the server, you can call in that way. And you'll sound almost like you're sitting here with us tonight. It's Ian.
The Lord Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
For years, libertarians have been wanting what they finally have in liberty.menu. It is a directory of freedom-friendly businesses. If that describes you, if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use liberty.menu. You can put your business there. That way other freedom-friendly folks will find out about you, and then maybe they can buy your product or service. Because they didn't know you existed before. So that's the point of liberty.menu, is to bring people over to your business and bring you over to other people's. And not just businesses can be listed, but also events and digital content that you are the creator of. Get on over to liberty.menu. You can add stuff to the site for free. And you can also use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile. That's liberty.menu. Captain, you had a story to share with us tonight about cannabis arrests.
This is from Forbes.com, and it says, the headline, more people were arrested for cannabis last year than for all violent crime put together, according to FBI data.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
We've been reading this for years, the same stories, but you would think.
But now there's so many states with legalization and decriminalization.
Right. And, right, everybody's making it a low priority, supposedly.
No, not everybody.
No, not everybody.
Some states are actually raking it in. So if you're, as I know, Nebraska, for instance, is, I guess it butts right up against Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get a little fuzzy on those square states out there. And they're looking for people just driving across the border, pulling them over, and, you know, you get the weeds, then...
Well, from the article, currently 33 states allow for at least some type of medical cannabis use, and 11 allow for adult recreational use. The stigma around the drug has also lessened, with two-thirds of Americans now supporting national legalization. Cannabis was even deemed essential in many states during the COVID-19 pandemic. This is true. In Seattle, Washington, the recreational stores... stayed open. They were essential, and you could still go down the store and get your marijuana. Still, despite public support and medical use of the drug, cannabis remains federally illegal, and arresting people who use still seems to be a big priority for crime enforcement. According to the recently released Uniform Crime Report from the FBI, more people were arrested for cannabis in 2019 than for all violent crimes put together. Ladies and gentlemen,
wow.
Listeners, this is how yet another illustration of how ridiculous the organization called government is, that they're arresting more people for having a plant than they are for all other crimes put together.
It's amazing.
And it's not even fair to call marijuana a drug because it's not... processed, really. I mean, other than being dried.
You're talking about the plant. I mean, there is definitely a processing involved if you're talking about an extraction like a hash, oil, or wax.
But if you go to the grocery store and you buy some dried sage, they don't call it a drug.
No, that's true.
Okay? So to say, hey, kids, don't do drugs, and to include marijuana on that is less accurate, to my mind, than including beer, which is processed.
Very much so.
And a drug.
Oh, yeah. One of the hardest drugs. Alcohol is hands down with, you know, tied with heroin for being the hardest drug.
The data from the FBI's report revealed that police arrested 545,602 people for cannabis-related crimes in 2019. That arrest rate is 9% higher than the 495,871 people arrested for violent crimes in the same year.
Can you give me those numbers without reading the whole number? Just get round up or round down to the closest.
550,000.
550,000?
Versus 495,000.
So you're saying 550,000 was the number of cannabis arrests?
Yes.
Yeah, 550,000 cannabis arrests versus 490,000 violent crime arrests.
Right. 50,000 more arrests for marijuana than...
10% more, yeah.
Thank you.
Would be interesting to see the breakdown by state, because I suspect that in states like New Hampshire, where there has been decriminalization of cannabis, but I keep saying I'm going to put in a Freedom of Information request on this, but I haven't done it yet, but to actually find out, there should be a lower number. I was talking with a cop the other day. And I know normally you're not supposed to do this, but there was a cop that had come up to the Joe Jorgensen campaign event a couple of weeks ago, or he was there the whole time while when I arrived, he was standing there and like watching. And the rumor was that he was there to try to shut down the event if more than 100 people showed up and there was, you know, non-mask wearing going on there. I actually went up and spoke to him, and he said, no, that's not the case at all. I'm actually here. I was hired by the campaign. I'm here as you know, private security, basically. So there was just like this nasty rumor going around about him in this particular case that wasn't true. But he confirmed for me, at least in his experience, from what he sees as he's an actual sheriff's deputy, that there aren't near as many arrests or even ticketings for cannabis in New Hampshire. So I wonder how that looks nationwide.
I don't know if there's a breakdown by state.
I'd like to see.
Yeah, that would be nice to see. But the article says those being arrested for cannabis aren't just those making money from selling, growing, or manufacturing it. They are mostly just people who use cannabis. Mm-hmm. The vast majority of these arrests, 92%, were for simple possession of the drug. It's calling it the drug here.
Yeah.
I don't agree with their terminology. 500,395 of those arrested for cannabis were simply found in possession.
Wow.
Of cannabis. So even if we take out all the arrests for being involved in unregulated cannabis commerce and just focus on arrests for cannabis possession, the numbers still outpace arrests for violent crime.
Yeah. Amazing.
That, I mean, if you need, how bigger of an illustration do you need to say the system is illegitimate?
It's awful. People going to prison, people being thrown into this terrible system over a plant.
They're not addressing, how many cases get thrown out. Mm-hmm. They're not addressing what the sentences are. I mean, any of this stuff is just a big waste of our time.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, this does not benefit you. It does not benefit you.
It's a waste of resources.
Unless right. you're the judge.
Well, I mean,
or the cops.
Sure. There is a system built around extracting tax dollars from the people who are mm-hmm. listening to me in order to chase down their children who are, out smoking pot and not listening to me.
Right.
A few of them are. And it's just a big... It's just a big rigmarole, and it supports, it destroys our criminal justice system. Today, when you're in a country where you're guaranteed a speedy trial, if you ask for a trial, it's liable to be 2 years from now.
Yeah, it's looking really bad out
and
there.
And that's in large part because just too many things are criminalized.
So just while you guys were talking, there has been at least one marijuana arrest. Police across America make a marijuana-related arrest every 58 seconds.
Wow.
Explains Eric Altieri, the executive director for cannabis advocacy group NORML. That's the National Association of Reformation of Marijuana Laws, NORML. At a time when the overwhelming majority of Americans want cannabis to be legal, this says and regulated, I dispute that, but
yeah.
It is an outrage that many police departments across the country continue to waste tax dollars and limited law enforcement resources on arresting otherwise law-abiding citizens for simple marijuana possession.
Well, I'm glad the Marijuana Policy Project NORML is still speaking out in that way after lamifying themselves earlier this year with the whole COVID craze by saying that you're no longer supposed to pass joints or share bowls with people.
Right.
NORML said it, so right. That's the way it's supposed to be now. I don't know how many people actually take that seriously. I hope not too many, but then again, given the ridiculous things we see people doing in service of this COVID nonsense, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well, I gotta say, it doesn't seem like the smartest idea in the world to put your saliva in contact with somebody else's.
Oh, it's not gonna hurt you, dude, for the most part. I mean, yeah. a little saliva.
I don't like people drinking them out of
never
glass
hurt.
Either.
Whatever. You're a germaphobe.
That's not germaphobic. That's just smart.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Sometimes you got to get sick in life. And this whole obsession of over never getting sick, it's ridiculous. And I think it's actually going to make people weaker.
Get polio.
It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you want to join us, dial toll free now. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, I don't think we ever got around to talking about Van Morrison.
Well, we talked about that he was going to release some songs.
I mean, since the songs were beginning to be released. I don't think we came back to it.
I believe song one has been released.
It has.
I don't know about song two, but I haven't heard song one yet either, so... I mean, we could talk about it, but I have nothing to base my opinion on.
So, there's a piece here over at Rolling Stone. The headline, Van Morrison has been complaining in song for decades. This time, it could be harmful.
Ban assault song.
Van Morrison.
Right. Rolling Stone actually coming out against a musician, against their lyrical content.
Against their rebellious Stone, nature.
Rolling Stone has been lame for decades.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was reading them, I didn't realize how lame they were.
They should change their name to the Kidney Stone or something.
The vocal legend sings on Born to Be Free, quote, "Don't need the government cramping my style," unquote. The first in a trilogy of new tracks railing against the COVID-19 lockdown.
Right.
Reason doesn't walk in.
These Rolling Stone authors just quivering in their little big city apartments, you know, all 500 square feet of them, you know, their hands quaking above their keyboards. I mean, what
he's putting us all in danger.
Bunch of lamos.
So here's the story. Reason doesn't walk in, Van Morrison sang 8 years ago. Quote, passion's everything when you were born to sing, unquote. The line is from the title track of Morrison's Born to Sing, No Plan B, an album whose name, in light of the singer's recent tirades against government restrictions on live music during a deadly global pandemic, now feels mildly threatening.
Just heard on the news today, 90% of independent music and entertainment venues are expected to close.
Permanently? Because they're probably closed right now.
They're already closed. Yeah. So,
right.
Yeah,
right. Yes, I mean, that's what they're talking about. Yeah. 90.
Yeah,
that's now, I don't know what an independent venue is. I mean, independent of what? But
probably not government run, it would be my guess, but I don't know.
Right, so it's not like a city's opera house. It's like that's Joe's concert venue or whatever.
Yeah, but you'd think a bar could keep keep the doors open even without...
A lot of bars, they're not even allowing people to come in.
Right.
They're not allowed to be open in places like New York City, for instance.
Certainly can't, have a band.
Yep.
The implication of the 2012 Soul Jazz Ballad that is to be committed against... To be a committed artist is to have your life's calling constantly being jeopardized. Being born to sing, Morrison notes in the song, comes with a sting. It's hard not to hear Van Morrison's new song, Born to Be Free, the first in a series of what he described or has described as protest songs against the lockdown, as merely the singer's latest in his long line of screeds.
Like, now it's a screed.
Like, Why Must I Always Explain, Too Long in Exile, and How Can a Poor Boy, these are other songs, I guess, of his, about outsiders preventing Van Morrison from making music in the way that he wants to make music, in this case, in non-socially distanced, full-capacity venues. Morrison sings over a jarringly cheery country soul arrangement on Born to Be Free, quote,
"Don't jarringly cheery.
Yeah, don't need the government cramping my style. Give them an inch, they take a mile."
Well, that's the truth. That statement is no more appropriate than went to the government. If you give them the ability to take an inch, they really will just say, well, if we can have 1 inch,
let's
we can literally have miles.
You do this now. Jump this hoop.
Yep.
Substitute government with a vague allusion to the larger music industry or Morrison's past record labels, and Born to Be Free could fit comfortably on nearly any one of the singer's records from the past 30 years. Its sentiments are nothing new from an artist who 17 years ago sang the following on 2003's What's Wrong With This Picture, where the lyrics say, "You can't believe what you read in the papers, or half the news that's on TV, or gossip of the neighbors, or anyone who doesn't want you to be free."
Yeah, I am a fan.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like what they're calling his work is derivative at this point. Well, I mean, that's kind of what happens with older artists. Dolly Parton's known for writing a song every day, which I think is great. It keeps your mind active if you continue to do your life's calling. So, if the author here wants to call Van Morrison a man who has, penned at the very least one super hit, if he's calling him pedestrian, then what is the author who has never had a hit?
At least the early 90s, vague grievance has been one of Van Morrison's most reliable and comfortable modes, and the singer has indulged in his fair share of conspiracy mongering during the latter half of his career. Another excerpt from his 2005's Cranky Ballad, they describe, as the song's called They Sold Me Out. Quote, "They sold me out for a few shekels. They've brainwashed the suckers again and perpetrated the myth," he sang 3 years later on 2008's School of Hard Knocks, saying, quote, "propaganda far and wide." This guy's great, man. I didn't realize.
Yeah, no. I've seen excerpts from his lyrics for, I think, all three songs now, and they're great.
And you are a songwriter, performer kind of guy.
Yeah, I've done some music.
Even so, the first offering from Morrison's conspiratorial COVID-19 collection feels stranger, or at least more frustratingly obtuse, rather, than usual. It's unclear what the singer means when he sings, quote, "some kind of new old ideology running tandem with a weird kind of psychology" on the new song. The chorus of Born to Be Free, meanwhile, is bafflingly fixated on whether or not people still remember the Berlin Wall. Morrison has always typically avoided politics in both music and interviews, but the singer has recently expressed his dissatisfaction with the UK government's ineptitude on 2019's Nobody in Charge, which he said was about Brexit.
I love how these leftist authors...
These critics.
These critics, they act like Well, I just don't understand this comparison between authoritarian governments and authoritarian governments. I mean, it's just, it's outrageous. I mean, our authoritarian government would never do the sort of things that authoritarian governments have done throughout the, well, recent frickin' past. I mean, come on. You know, the ability to not leave your house, it's not like they put the whole world on house arrest without habeas corpus or something.
And they kind of did.
They did. They did exactly that. And, I mean, I'll grant you, it's not the killing fields of Cambodia, but you, I mean, again, the government is the organization that if you give them an inch, they will take a mile. And they don't need to kill your children in order to take away your freedoms. Your freedom is the ability to do what you want right now. Your life is the ability to do what you want in the future. So, if, I mean, really, what's the difference?
Well, and I want to know, where are all the other artists being rebellious within their art?
They're not doing anything because people make fun of them on the internet.
Yeah, well, they're hiding out of their mansions having big parties.
You know, several albums are being written by artists that I'm aware of, at least ones who sell albums, and a whole bunch of other ones that don't. You know, at least not, you know, at a profitable margin anyway. But I want to know where everybody else is. I mean, there, I don't know, has there been a time where there's been more to rebel against? Where are all the rebellious artists, man?
Well, I mean, this is certainly, I mean, there's always things to rebel against, but this is one that is easily within the reach of the average person.
Yeah.
You just don't do what you're told. You don't put the obedience mask on and stand up about it. But the thing is, that, what was it, Lana Del Rey, who's one of these pop culture, pop music artists, I saw a headline about her the other day that she's getting in hot water because she wore a transparent or like one of those holy masks where it's like, it's not a mask per se and that it doesn't like cover up anything. It's just like a an accessory. It's just a mask.
Something over your face that would not fit the definition of a mask.
Correct. And she was getting, I guess, reamed on the internet about this from her so-called fan. How dare you? You're putting everyone.
You don't. Ho. Look, Twitter isn't the fans of anybody. These are a bunch of lonely virgins on the internet that are so upset about everything.
Mm. Well, I'm sure some of these people were her fans who were upset about this, right? Like, that's why these people won't step out.
The Twitter mob for nothing.
Yeah.
Because they suck.
I wanted to play this song for you, but we've been having some technical difficulties here in the studio that apparently did not get resolved before the show tonight. But the article just goes on bemoaning Van Morrison and comparing his lyrics to previous iterations. And
how about holding him up with respect as one of the only artists that's actually giving some sense of backlash in his art to all this crap that's happened?
No, instead they say at the very last paragraph, "Born to be free, ultimately says more about Morrison's own blinding mistrust than anything else." See, you're blind if you don't trust the government.
You're blind if you don't blindly trust the government.
Which government?
Yeah.
I mean,
all of them.
Yeah.
Which government? Is it the Chinese government, the Russian government, the United States government? I mean, which government is it that I'm supposed to blindingly trust?
Which flavor?
Yeah. So check it out when you get a chance. If you look up Van Morrison,
respect to Van Morrison for doing what he's doing.
Again, the song is "Born to Be Free," and let's see if the newest one's out. He's got his own YouTube channel here, 184,000 subscribers. I don't see it, but maybe I'm just not looking in the right place. "Born to Be Free" is the name of it. Check it out. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.